Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
What is going on, everybody? It's hump day, Wednesday, April 22nd. Where really has the month gone? Because we've been staying at home, but it is really flying by, right? Okay, 59 degrees as you peek out of your window if you are social distancing like Mark and myself. Let's start with some encouraging news, encouraging to me anyway. The first at-home coronavirus test has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I feel like this is a game changer potentially, right?
Well, is it the same test that you got to stick the Q-tip all the way up in your nose? You got to do it at home?
Yes, but now you have to do it. Right. Get then, somebody you trust to do it.
And then mail it off. That is kind of weird.
And it's going to cost you about $110. Look, for me, I'd be happy to get a test if I think that possibly I have been exposed
to
it.
Am I swabbing you?
You would have to swab me.
Am I the official swabber?
You would be swabbing
me. Can you swab me?
Yes, I will swab you. That might be too much information. But anyway, this test is made by LabCorp. We're all familiar with LabCorp, right? It's approved right now, but really who is using it? First responders and healthcare workers. You just can't go out and buy it right now. Okay. But it will hopefully get into the general population. The kits are available in Maryland, Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island right now. So they're rolling it out. But I don't know. I mean,
you can't do the cell phone in Maryland, though.
Well, first responders and all that.
Right, but we can't do it in Maryland. You can't
there is
yourself.
A law that's like that. I need to do some more research on it, but we can't really get it today anyway. So by the time we can, I'll have your research, Mark. He's
Thank
my
you. We need to drive to
He's
Virginia
my
on that
checker,
one.
You guys.
D.C.
A really sad story. You know, a lot of these businesses are hurting. Was really sad to see that a D.C. favorite, I mean, one of the things when you think about D.C., Ben's Chili Bowl, they have been hit especially hard by COVID-19. They've been around for six decades, famously stayed open during the riots after the assassination of Martin Luther King. Well, now they're in trouble. They are making it public. They're hoping that some of this new money, right, this Paycheck Protection Program that Congress is looking to roll out, $350 billion. They're hoping that it helps a little bit to
let's
keep
go.
Them afloat. Because we got it, you know.
Half smokes tomorrow for
let's
the family.
Let's do it for Ben's. All right. Finally, a lot of healthcare workers have been speaking out about how devastating coronavirus is. And despite all that, some states are opening on Friday. I want you to listen to Dr. Carla Lorraine out of Georgia speaking on the governor opening up the state on Friday.
Governor Kemp, you should be ashamed of yourself. We are risking our lives out here. I mean, I feel like I could cry. My husband has a tub sitting at the front door. I take my clothes off when I walk in the door and run upstairs and take a shower before I can even touch him. And you're reopening massage parlors, tattoo parlors? Why are we going through all this? Truly tell me, is the dollar more important than the lives of Americans, than the lives of our world? What are you all thinking? Why are you doing this to us? How can this still be about money? Wow. Just money. That's all this is.
Doing it. She's speaking from the bottom of her heart. Also, movie theaters, bowling alleys.
They gonna
all
open
these
those
things
back?
Are supposed to open what? Up and you're supposed to social distance. I mean, I don't know. Give me a break. 54% of the deaths in Georgia are African Americans. Mm. The African American mayors in Georgia seem to be at odds with the white governor. I hate for it to be political, but what is going on? If you are affected by this or you feel the need to speak out, we want to hear from you because maybe it's me, but I'm outraged by it. Call us. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.